take Monday night as a learning experience. We know that, you know, we have to play better on the road, and didn't execute well. It was a learning experience, but now we have to shift our focus to Detroit. Short week, get to go in today, evaluate the film, move on, get to play Detroit, a familiar opponent, a divisional game. Those guys know us well. We know them well. You know, they have different faces, but the scheme is still the same, so we're excited.
What did you learn about yourself in that game?
I just have to treat it like another game. You know, you have to be prepared to play on prime time. You know, I think I was too excited to play, and it showed. So, we put it in the past, learned from it.
Did you feel that during the game? Early on that you were too excited, and what are you doing in that situation to try and bring yourself down?
Yeah, I think I was definitely too excited. You know, it's the first game of the season. You know, you want to get out there and show, you know, all your hard work from training camp, OTAs, the preseason. And I think I just missed a couple throws, easy throws that I made in practice 9 out of 10 times. So, it played a huge role in our outcome.
Are you surprised Coach Zimmer was so critical of you, or does it show that, hey, you're not a rookie anymore or something like that?
I wasn't surprised at all, and that's what I love, you know, tough coaching. And I try to be my worst critic, and, you know, to hear from the head guy, you know, it tells you, hey, you need to step up your game. So, hearing that, it just put that chip on my shoulder. You know, I have to continue to just, you know, get better. And it just showed me, and it showed us as a team that we're nowhere as good as we are. You know, we got outplayed. San Fran out-executed us, and it showed Monday night.
Not have as quick of a release with the ball the other night. Is that stuff that you weren't seeing quickly enough, or surprises in what San Francisco was doing?
There were some plays where, you know, they may have taken away the first progression. We had to get down to the second guy, third guy. So, you know, San Fran did some things well also, but I know that I could have did a better job Monday night getting the ball out faster and different things like that.
How do you avoid pressing? The next step is obviously how does he respond, and how do you avoid pressing, maybe doing too much again?
That's simple. You know, watch the tape, learn from it, and try not to make the same mistakes twice. So, this week we're going to fly around practice. And then Sunday, we're going to go out there and just play at a higher level.
Being a quarterback, you know, there's always going to be times where you have lulls and have to respond. What do you draw upon in past experience to kind of pull out of that?
You know, I just take it as a learning experience. I tell myself, hey, I can't do the same thing that I did last week, or, you know, we're going to be sitting at home 0-2. So I just have to continue to play within myself, play within the system, you know, trust what the coaching staff is telling me, and just get the ball to my playmakers and allow those guys to make plays.
Do you feel like you were hesitant at times to, I mean, it seemed like there were times where you might have even been looking at an open receiver, but not really just letting it go?
Like I said, San Fran had some looks where they would take away the primary receiver, and I had to get down to the second guy in my read, the third guy. So it may have looked like that, but also there were some plays where I should have gotten the ball out, you know, to the first receiver and things like that. So, I just have to continue to work, you know, make better decisions, be faster in my progression.
This is your second year, and there's tape on you out there in how teams are approaching you.
Definitely. You know, after playing 12 or 13 games last year, there's enough tape out there to learn my tendencies, learn things that I do well, learn things that I struggle with. So teams catch on to that, but I try not to give them too many things to catch on to, try not to give them too many tendencies. So I'm just going to continue to, you know, try to limit the little things and try to become a better player.
The next step in your progression, kind of getting over the things that you make you feel comfortable and the tendencies you have?
Definitely. But, I think more as a team, you know, we want to, you know, try to continue to do the things that we do well, because when we're doing those things well, we're playing at a high level.
Wallace, was that pretty much where you wanted to put it?
Yeah, definitely. And it was a bang-bang play. And, Mike, he's the guy who's going to, you know, play a huge part in our success as a team. And throughout the course of the year, we're going to have those plays.
How do you feel about facing Detroit in the light of you had some struggles against them last year, 5 interceptions in the 2 games?
I'm very excited to get out there and play those guys. Like I said, it's a divisional game. You know, those guys know us well. We know them pretty well.
Why do you think they gave you so much trouble last year with all the interceptions? I know the first one was earlier in your tenure, but just overall, why did they give you so much trouble?
I think two of them may have been batted balls and then a couple overthrows, so. You know, there are different things that factor into those turnovers, but I know for me, you know, I could be better in my, you know, ball placement and things like that, getting the ball out fast. So I think the second time we played them, show strides of getting the ball out faster, but I still had the two major turnovers, costly turnovers that hurt us.
Another Without Sue, I mean, look at that defense. I mean, it's obviously a much different tone with that defense without Sue in the middle.
Yeah, definitely. There's some different faces on that defense, but the scheme is still the same. You know, they're a fast, physical team that flies to the football. You know, you're talking about the number two defense in the league last year, a team that's coming off an 11-5 season, 11 wins, 5 losses last year, a team that's coming off a loss in week one also. So they're going to come here with a chip on their shoulder.
Rivers able to do to them? I mean, he threw for 400 yards this last week.
Yeah, you know, you put the tape on, and Phillip Rivers, he's just taking what the defense gives him. You know, he's not forcing the ball down the field. He's getting the ball to his playmakers, allowing those guys to make plays for him.
You know, when Nate, about your poise and everything in the pocket, and everything, did you recognize yourself when you watched the tape? Did you look like a guy that's, I mean, had you ever been that, I guess, unpoised?
I felt poised all night, actually, and there were just some plays where, I may have tried to do too much. And, it's going to take a whole team effort to win a game, not just me. And that's something that Coach Zimmer said after the game. You know, there are 10 other guys on the football field with me. I don't have to do it all by myself, you know. And just have to trust those guys, know that they know what they're doing, and they put their trust in me.
Sped up, because Zimmer did say you looked like you were sped up. Was that new to you? Had you ever had that experience before?
I could say that I was probably sped up a little, but that's the mindset playing, quarterback here. You know, you want to be quick, but you want to be fast, but not in a hurry. And I think Monday night I was in a hurry, so I'm not going to get out here today, practice, and try to eliminate those mistakes.
How do you feel about this now being a shorter week after you had a game where you kind of struggled?
I'm actually excited that it's a short week because we now get to, we have 6 days, we have less days till we get out there to redeem ourselves. And, we can put Monday night in the past now. We get to focus on Detroit now, and, we can't wait for Sunday.
What do you think kind of put you in that mindset of being sped up? Is there anything that in particular that you can put your finger on that put you in that kind of mindset?
No, I think I was just overdoing it, overdoing the playing fast part, and it just showed.
The outcome was obviously less than ideal, but first game experience with Adrian Peterson, what was that like?
It was very exciting, but we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, and that's what's most important. Adrian's going to play a huge part in our success as a team, and we can't wait to get him on.
Compared to having him in the backfield as to what you had last year, do you notice the defense is paying a little more attention to that?
I haven't noticed it. That entire running back core, those guys do a great job of, spelling each other and motivating each other.
How do you feel the offensive line did, and what do you attribute the 5 sacks to in general?
You could point the finger at me. I could have been better, rather redirecting protection and things like that. We had a look. I got sacked on like the -2-yard line, a look that we had seen in practice, and I didn't redirect the protection. So, just little things like that'll hurt us throughout the course of the year.
So no concerns about the line, even though you lost some guys?
No, I mean, we would love to be healthy up front, but, we have to continue to just work with the guys who we have healthy right now. Those guys are going to do a great job for us. Those guys work extremely hard. They come out to practice every day, and they're eager to be great.
If I'm wrong, what was the team meeting like today with Zimmer?
We actually didn't have a team meeting yet, so, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a good one. But, we can't focus on San Fran much longer. We have an important game coming up Sunday against Detroit, divisional opponent.
Starting fast and making it a point in practice every day. That first series went as bad as it did. Did that have a lingering effect of your, wanting to press more or be sped up?
No, I don't think so. But I had some easy completions on that first series that I could have hit. And, it prevented us from getting points, And we can't have that throughout the course of the game.
When you went back and watched that first play, when they all kind of flowed with Adrian on that fake, is that one where you kind of look at and say that should be an easy completion down the field?
Oh, definitely. And, we just had a different look. I could have got the ball out much faster to Jarius.